We're honored to be joined in person this time. We've had him on before by phone when we were over in Dallas, but the voice of the Dallas Cowboys, Brad Sham, joining us here at our broadcast location. Good to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. Fantastic. Doing the championship game tonight for Westwood One.
And you are too. So am I.
If we weren't carrying the UALR broadcast, we would be carrying the Westwood One version, but I will certainly be tuning into it to try to hear that as well. But appreciate you coming by today. And you said you've been running and gunning. We think, okay, football's over. You get a little downtime, but you've been running and gunning.
No, I started actually doing basketball before football ended. I did. I've been doing a bunch of stuff on the Big 12 television network. I actually did a game in Stillwater in December before Christmas, and then before that, I did on Westwood One the doubleheader in Dallas where the Razorbacks played A&M mm-hmm. and Baylor played Gonzaga. And then I've done a game every weekend for some ESPN, usually the Big 12 network, right since through then, except one weekend in January. And ironically, one game I did that was not in the Big 12 was the UALR game at Florida Atlantic on ESPN2. And so I got to see them. So I was, you know, no one cares about this. Maybe you guys will. You know, at this time of year, I do my charts on an Excel spreadsheet now, right. So that the greatness of that is that when you see a team, they're saved in the file, right?
Right.
So I come to Hot Springs with Florida Atlantic and UALR in my computer, and I told the North Texas guys, you have messed me up seriously by knocking out Florida Atlantic, but I still have your chart from last year, so you better win tonight, I told them last night. And so for me, other than the fact that that Steve Shields is just such a tremendous guy,
yeah.
There couldn't have been a better outcome for me, because all I got to do is tweak the stats for my Trojan sheet and then update North Texas a little bit, and I'm ready to go tonight.
How would you handicap tonight? Now, of course, they play the last game of the regular season, and, you know, three-point difference there, and I think it's a three-point line on the game tonight.
Yeah, and that's probably about right, but I think it's mostly right because if you just look at the whole league, it's very even. I mean, it's been even all year, mm-hmm. and the teams have changed. ULR is a great example of a team that's been up and down, and I was talking to Coach Shields last night when I saw them in January. Leeper wasn't even getting off the bench. He was still dealing with his concussion issues and everything else, and at the time Courtney was starting, and now he's got his meniscus, and Bales was playing a prominent role, yeah. and he's got his, I guess, his biscuits issue or whatever it is, and I'm certainly not, hey, I understand, I love him, I want to give him a hug, so the rotation's changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, as Coach Shields said last night, he's concerned about North Texas speed, mm-hmm. their athleticism. That's a hard team to figure, North Texas, because, as you guys know, the league coaches picked them to win their division, and they looked like they were going to do that, and then they hit a spot in the middle of January for about a month where they couldn't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
And really what there's no explanation for is why they've suddenly started playing well again. Because they got completely uncharacteristic, but now they are. And so both teams have, you know, have played three straight days. And, I mean, it could go either way. But I think 3 points is about right. I do know that Steve Shields' team is going to be really prepared, and it's like having a toothache playing them. And they'll slow North Texas down a little bit, and they'll make them do some things that they don't want to do. The question will be, I think, whether they're able to generate enough offense if North Texas is able to throw them out of there. If they can do anything with Solomon Bozeman, then, you know, UALR could have trouble scoring some points. But yeah. Absolutely either team could win.
Brad Sham joining us in the zone. Be calling the game tonight for Westwood One. He will, not me. And although
you'd like to.
I would love to. I'd love to work with him sometime.
What do you think the winner of this game gets a seeding in the NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, last year, North Texas was a 15, which was probably a little low.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably where it would be based on the regular season and who they've had to beat along the way. North Texas might get a little better look from the committee because they beat Florida Atlantic, which appeared to be the best team in the league coming into the tournament. But, you know, both of them around 500, a little bit above, and, you know, they've both had ups and downs, and I don't think the league has tremendous respect, maybe not the respect it should, from the committee when they get right. in their room and they start. So, but, boys, I don't care where they're seated. Yeah. I just want them to be in Tulsa.
No playing game, I guess, though, right? I mean, we were talking about that earlier, if that would even be a...
I think we're all still trying to get a handle on the first four.
Right, how that's going to even...
But as I understand it, the first group of four teams is just like it used to be, the candidates for the 16 seeds. And those are the lowest four automatic qualifiers. Now, that could be this, but I would have to do a broader study. The second group won't apply because it's the lowest four at-large teams, which are, from what I understand, playing for 11, 12, 13
right.
seeds. So I think that if last year the part that would affect the winner of the game tonight would – be a system that was exactly like what they had last year, because the play-in game, which the NCAA hates that term, that was for the lowest seeded automatic qualifiers. I would think the Sun Belt would not be in that group, and so therefore, you know, I would think a 14 or 15, depending on what else happens throughout the country the rest of this week.
We're up against it,
but again, Tulsa. Send him to Tulsa.
Yeah,
it's all up there.
I'm with you. We're up against the top of the hour. Only about a minute left. I wanted to ask you real quick because I know people are sitting at home going, ask Brad Sham about the Cowboys. Brad Sham about the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
You optimistic?
Know, about?
Next year?
Well, first we've got to figure out when it's going to start. My partner on the broadcast, Babe Laufenberg, always says, if you want me to tell you who's going to win, you have to tell me who's going to play.
Is anybody going to?
Well, they'll play. I mean, they could miss games. I don't think they will. But I think the most important thing is how deep does it go into the off season, because that will affect whether they can sign free agents, how fast they can get to them. Right now, you can't sign a free agent unless the guy was just cut, like a Tugway and some of these guys who just got cut. You can sign those guys. But if a guy is out there, his contract said you can't touch him until there's a new CBA. Well, what if there's not a new CBA until August? They might send those guys back to their old teams, and there won't be any veteran free agency. So it's a hard question to answer right now. How did I do killing that segment?
That was perfect. Beautiful. I'm going to we'll hit you up when the season is officially announced.
I'm ready.
Hey, great
to be with you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to everybody in Hot Springs for the